Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Pearlie Martin. You guys, today we're going to rhema read Matthew chapter 13. Yes. I'm going to pray first. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to live in your day. This is the day that you have made. And Father, I just thank you for allowing me to live in your day, this day that you have made. Holy Spirit, I ask that, Father, as I open my mouth, that you will speak to us, that you will give us a, give me a rhema word, Father, because I'm hungering and I'm thirsting after righteousness, and I just want to know what you know. You said, for the foundations of the world, you knew me. Give me ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to receive your grafted word, Father, so that we will be fruitful, we will bring forth fruit. We will not just be a hearer of your word, but we'll be a doer of your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited. Thank you, Lord. Again, today we're rhema reading Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the sower. Oh, Lord, thank you. You guys, I might not be able to go into in-depth teaching, but you guys go to my podcast, subscribe to my podcast, because a lot of the stuff that I say is in my podcast where I get to go into more detailed teaching. About the parable of the sower. How many of you know that the condition of our heart determines how we receive the word of God, right? And Jesus is getting ready to explain this to us in the parable of the sower. How about that? This is why. You want to know why? What is it that causes us to lose our hunger for God? What is it that causes us to lose our fire for God? What is it that causes us to lose our desire for God? What is it? What is it? What is it? Well, getting ready to tap into it here in a second. Give me 1 minute. He's getting ready to tell us how the devil's able to steal the word of God. And you know, when you first got saved, you were so on fire for God, and it's like the fire began to die out. It's like someone physically took water and poured it on your fire. What happened to that fire? What happened? You would witness at the drop of a dime, you would tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. And now it's like you have no desire really to talk about God. And even going to the building on Sunday sometimes is a little hectic, or you kind of like dragging yourself. And what happened? What happened? What causes us to lose our love for God, our fire for God? Where it's hard to spend time in reading his word. What's causing all of this? Well, getting ready. Give me 1 second, 1 minute, 1 moment. I was sending out another invite. 1 second. Okay. Here we go. We're getting ready. Matthew 13, NLT, New Living Translations. It says, later that same day, Jesus left the house. You guys go back. We read Matthew 11 and 12 yesterday. It says, go on my Facebook page and hit on my lives and you'll see where we read all these chapters so far. It says, later that same day, Jesus left the house and sat beside the lake. A few large crowds soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore. He told many stories in the forms of parables, such as this one. Jesus is the greatest storyteller, but he takes natural things to compare to spiritual things to try to get us to understand heavenly things, right? It says, listen, he said, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his field, he said, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them, right? He said, some fell on the footpath. New King James Version says, some fell on the wayside, right? Listen, our heart is like a fresh pot of soil. So the condition of our heart determines how we receive the word of God. Just like in the natural, when you plant seeds, the soil has to be prepared. It has to be in good shape. It has to be good soil in order to bring forth a harvest. Well, our heart has to be good ground to bring forth, to manifest, to receive the word of God. So we can, so the seed can be planted into our heart to bring about an harvest. So the condition of our heart determines how we receive the word of the Lord. So the New King James Version says, they fell by the wayside, right? It says the wayside. the word of the Lord. This is a condition of our heart. Remember, I want you to think of your heart as a pot of soil, because the word of God is a seed. He's using natural principles to describe heavenly heavenly activation. He's saying, this is how I work. I'm trying to let you in on some kingdom secrets, but I'm speaking to you like this, but this is how it works. When the word goes forth, just like right now, when you read the word or you hear the word or you go to church and you listen to the word or you wherever, whenever the word comes, because faith comes by hearing, right? We sit there, we hear the word. Soon as it's over, we forget about it. The devil is stealing the word. You guys, go to my podcast and listen. It's Arthur Pearlie Martin, Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. And there's a podcast. I got like 230, 40 some podcasts. Stroll down through there, find the one that says, what is it the devil want from you? And it's talking about this parable of the sower. The devil wants to steal the word of God from us. Let me finish reading. So he says, as he scattered them across his field, he says, some seeds fell on a footpath. And the other, in New King James, say the wayside. Some fell, and the birds came and ate them, because the seeds were all out there in the open. It's like just taking a handful of seeds and just throwing them on top of the soil, right? He said, that's the wayside soil. Verse 5, Matthew 13:5, NLT, it says, other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rocks. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. It's surfacey. It's not deep. It don't have no root. New King James says some fell on stony paths. That New King, it says stony paths, right? Some seeds fell on shallow soil, and New King James says stony path, where they did not have much earth. It didn't have enough soil to sink deep, right? So it's shallow. Some of us, are we surfacey? Because I'm not surfacey. Surfacey. You know, my podcast is called Inner Healing, because we go deep, we go behind the scenes, because the real cause is the root cause, right? It's not all this stuff that we see on the outside. Everything begins on the inside before it's manifested on the outside. Everything begins with a thought before it becomes an action, right? So everything, Jesus said, it's out the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. So what's in us is coming out of us, right? What's in us is coming out of us. So verse 5 says, the seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rocks. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plants soon withered under the hot sun, because my plants are bad now. And since they didn't have deep roots, because they wasn't rooted and grounded in the word of the Lord, the word wasn't rooted and grounded off inside their heart, because it was just surfacey. You know, I'm hearing it, but I'm just doing so much stuff. It's a distraction to me. I hear it, but I'm not listening. Do you know you can hear stuff and not listen to stuff? Like right now, I hear some other sounds, but I'm not really listening to it. I'm not really tuned into it to be able to say exactly what the sounds are. But I hear the sound, but I don't understand what it is. So here we go to church and we hear the word, but we really not paying attention to it, or we're listening to the word, but we're really not paying attention to it. We're not really focused in on it. So this is the soil this is like the soil that fell on the shallow soil. It has no root, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and soon they didn't have deep roots. They died. They died out. The word died. It didn't bring forth any fruit. They forgot all about the Sunday service, forgot all about the Monday message, forgot about what we read, because it was surface. We're just doing it to say we did it. I mean, there was no sincerity in it. You know what I'm saying? Verse 7 says, other seeds fell among thorns that grew up, and it choked out the tender plants. So we know, anyone that plants know that you have to go in there and pull the weeds up, because the weeds will choke out the plants, right? It'd get all tangled up in there. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up, and it choked them. New King James Version says, NLT, verse 8, it says, still other seeds fell on fertile soil. Okay? You know, hey, it's fertile soil. And they produce a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. So the good soil is the heart that's tender towards God, a heart that has understanding, a heart that's yielded towards God. Remember, we're talking about the different types of heart. So my question is, what type of heart do we have? Because the condition of our heart, because our heart is like a fresh pot, like a pot of soil. So the condition of our heart determines if we receive the word of God. So they got the footpath soil or the wayside soil. Then we got the stony soil, right? Then we got the thorny soil, right? And then we got the good ground. We got the good ground soil. We got the good heart, a good soil that yields a crop. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Listen what the NLT version says. Matthew 13:9. It says, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Listen, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord, right? But in all our getting, we still have to get some understanding, because I can hear something and not understand it, right? Because when we don't understand the word, guess what happens? The devil's able to come and steal it. And this is why you can go to church on Sunday or read something and instantly forget about what was said or what was read, because the devil stole the word. And wisdom is the principal thing, but in all our getting, we definitely have to get some understanding, because we can't have faith for something we don't understand. And that's the simple truth of the matter. If I don't understand what I'm reading, I'm not going to have faith to be able to do what it's saying, because I don't understand what it's saying, right? So anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Not just listen, but you should listen and understand. Verse 10, his disciples came to ask him, why do you use parables when you talk to the people? Right? He replied, you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. It's not given unto them to know. It's not, right then, he said, it's not given unto them to know. Verse 12, to those who listen to my teachings, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. Did you hear what he said? He said that when we listen to his teaching, more understanding will be given and they will have abundance of knowledge. So if we want more understanding, then we need to listen more to what he's saying, right? New King James Version says, for whoever has to him, more will be given and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. The devil is stealing the word. To those who listen to my teachings, NLT says, verse 12, Matthew 13:12, New Living Translation says, to those who listen to my teaching, he said, more understanding will be given. So if you want more understanding, listen to his teaching and do what it says. And he said, they will have an abundance of knowledge. God will give you more knowledge. But for those who are not listening, listen. He said, for those who are not listening, those who are not listening to the word of God, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. So you lose your understanding. You lose that word. You know, when you first started out, we was on fire for God, and we was hungry for God, and we knew all these scriptures or whatever. And eventually he says, the little understanding they have will be taken away from. And he's like, Lord, what happened to me? What happened to me? I once ran well. I mean, I was on fire for God. I used to teach the word of God. I mean, what happened? What happened? We quit listening to the word of God. We quit reading the word of God. We quit spending time with God. Really, what happened is we fell out of love with God. We basically backslid. People think that when you backslide, you just got to go back to drinking, smoking. No. Backsliding means when I lose my desire for God, guess what happens? When you lose your desire for God, guess what happens? You lose your fire for God. When you lose your fire for God, we lose our hunger for God. So this is why John tells us, he says, love not the world nor the things that are in the world. Let me pull this up. This is what causes us to lose our love for God. Love not the world. Listen, love not the world. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what caused us to lose our fire for God, our desire for the things of God? What causes us to lose our hunger for God? He said, because when we love the world, the W-O-R-D, we lose our love. I mean, the W-O-R-L-D, we lose our love for the W-O-R-D. Remember, God and his word is one. So from now on, when you think about reading the word, don't just look at it as reading the word. Look at it as spending time with the Lord, because God and his word is one. So it's 1 John 2:15. He's telling us to love not the world. Let me read the NLT version. This is why we lose our love for God. This is why, you know, this is why we lose that hunger for God. This is why we lose our fire for God. This is why we lose our desire for God. I'm finna read 1 John 2:15 NLT translation. I normally don't really do teach. You guys, if you want to hear in-depth teaching of mine, go to my podcast, Arthur Pearlie Martin Biblical Principles for Healing. I have over 200 some podcasts over there. That's where I really teach. Here I'm really basically reading. But I just want to go into a little more of this, because so we can get some understanding of what's going on, so we can get an understanding of why it's so important that we spend time with God. Spending time in the word is spending time with God. And it's not just to do it to be religious so we can just say, well, I read the word today. No, I'm talking about relationship, relationship, relationship. And it's going to cost you something, because if it don't count for nothing, if it don't cost you nothing, it don't count for nothing. It's going to cost you your time. It's going to cost you your dedication. It's going to cost your commitment. It's a relationship, right? And we know that once you enter, the same way you enter into a natural physical relationship, that you got to give time. You got to pay. It's going to cost you some money, because you're going to want to go out to eat. You're going to want to spend some money on somebody. You know, it's going to cause you to be committed, because you're going to be committed to the relationship. The same way that natural physical relationship, the same way our spiritual relationship. We got to spend time with the Lord in his word. Praise, worship, fasting, you know, seeking him. He wants us to chase him. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be opened. He wants us to be God chasers. He wants us to be in pursuit of him. He's right there saying, listen, because love is choice, it's not force. So what is it that causes us to lose our hunger for God? Why is it that when we go to church or we listen to the word, when it's over, we can't remember? What in the world is going on? We come out of the service and we can't even tell you what the service was about. But yet we shouted, we screamed, we even ran, we even said hallelujah, we even threw our hands. But we can't remember what happened. What's going on here? What's causing us to backslide? Because backslide is really, it's in the heart. When we lose our desire for God, we lose our interest. We quit going to church. We quit fellowshipping with believers. We quit reading the word. We don't really even want to watch it on TV anymore. You know, if it's got to do with God, it's like we done lost our desire. So we backslide and we go back to the world and we go back to doing what we was doing. And we go back to talking the way we were talking and we go back to acting the way we were acting. But listen, it all started on the inside before it starts manifesting on the outside. So what happens? What happens? Well, 1 John 2:15 says, do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. So when we start, for the world only offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements. So a physical pleasure, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. New King James Version says, well, that's the love of the world. The love of the world is the lust of the flesh. It causes us to crave for physical pleasure. The lust of the eyes is a craving for everything we see, start coveting, chasing after the things of this world, and pride in our achievements and our possessions, the pride of life. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. This is the love of the world. He said, love not the world. Don't love these things, nor the things that are in the world. For when we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. So this is why Jesus is constantly telling us to seek first the kingdom of God. Because he said, I need you to put me first. Seek me first. Don't take, because see, when you start running after the sources, you take your eyes off the resources. Put him first. This means if you have to be to work at 6, get up at 5 and spend some time with the Lord. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about our own personal relationship. It's good to listen to YouTube. It's good to listen to TV. All that's good. But the truth of the matter is, that's like a third-party relationship. We need to spend some quality time for ourselves with the Lord. I can't get to know my husband through someone else. Some you know, that's good. We talk on the phone. That's good. Someone tell me stuff about him and all that's good. But there had to become a point in the time we physically got together and we physically did things together. And we, you know, this is the way of the Lord. It's good to watch YouTube, but God wants to spend some time with you. It's good. It's good. We need all this because every joint supplies a need. But you, we got to spend some individual time. We got to turn the TV off. We got to turn the social media off. We got to turn the YouTube off. And we got to get in his face and get on our knees and spend some time with him and get in the word and spend some time with him. And when we're reading the word and we don't understand, we say, Lord, tell me. I need some understanding. What do you mean when you say this? He wants us to hunger and thirst after him. Thank you, Lord. I'm talking about a love relationship. So when we fall in love with the things of the world and we start chasing after these materialistic things, we start coveting after the things of the world, and we start working all this overtime trying to get all this stuff, or we become so proud of our achievements. We get our accolades and our rewards down here if we didn't do it for the Lord, right? We become so prideful in ourselves and our own achievements and our own possessions. I like to ask the question of what you have, if what you do is who you are, and what you do and what you have is who you are. Who are you when you can no longer do what you do and you no longer have what you have? Listen, we are who God says we are. So when we fall in love with the world and we start chasing after the things of this world, the lust of the flesh, we start coveting at the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, coveting after things. It's going to take our focus. Whatever steals our focus, that's the thing that's going to take us away from the word. It can be TV. I don't want to read the word. I want to watch this series first. I'll get back to you, God. I don't got time right now. You know, it's like whatever takes the place of God in our lives become the God of our lives, right? For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievement, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. He said, these are not from the Father, but are from this world. So what is the love of the world? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. These natural things are fading away, but anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. This is why Jesus is saying, listen, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you know will be added unto you. I know what you need. You're chasing after sometimes, most of the time, things that we want, but I know exactly what you need. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? Chase after God, chase after the source, not after the resources. So when we take our eyes off God and we start being distracted, lusting after the things of this world, that's what causes us to lose our love for God. Love not the world nor the things that are in the world. 1 John 2:15. For if we love the world, then the love of the Father is not in us. We lose our love for God when we start chasing after the things of this world. Father, we repent. Help us to refocus. As you begin to stop chasing after the sources and get back in pursuit of chasing after the source, your fire will begin to reignite. He explained, his disciples came and asked him, why do you use parables when you talk to us? Matthew 13:11, he replied, you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what the little they have will be taken away from them. So then we're losing understanding. We can't figure out why we can't remember that sermon. What happened? That is why I use parables. For they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand. This fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, when you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened. Listen, the condition of our heart determines how we receive the word of God. When our heart is hard, we're not going to be able to understand. When our heart is hard, we're not going to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. He said, for the heart of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Do you know it's a blessing to be able to understand what the word of the Lord is saying? That's what being blessed means. Blessed is not these materialistic things. spiritual blessings is being able to comprehend the kingdom, being able to understand the word of God when you read it. He said, but blessed are you. Blessed are your eyes because they can see. Blessed are your eyes for they see and your ears for they hear. For surely I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. New King NLT version says, I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but they didn't see it, and they long to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it. Now listen to the explanation of the parable. He's going to go into details. He's going to explain it clearly for his disciples to understand so we can understand. Remember the word of the Lord says, if you continue my word, you are my disciples, indeed you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'm almost finished here. He says, now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seeds. He said, the seeds that fell on the footpath, it represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Listen, when we go to church, we hear the word and we don't understand the word, the condition of our heart is like footpath soil. That's what he's saying. He says, New King James Version says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, when you go to church and we hear the word and we don't understand it, he says the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. When we go to church and we don't understand the word, the devil is able to steal the word. This is why Proverbs teaches us. He says, wisdom is the principal thing, but in all you're getting, guess what? He said, we need to get some understanding. Because when we don't understand the word, Matthew 13:19 tells us, when we don't understand the word, that the devil is able to steal the word. He says the wicked one comes and he steals it. That's Matthew 13:19. The evil one comes and snatches away the seed. So this is what's going on that was planted in their heart. The word of God is the seed. Right? So this is what's going on when you go to church on Sundays, or even now when we're hearing the word and you get off and you can't remember why. This is why the devil is stealing the word. This is what Satan wants from you. This is what he wants from us. He wants to steal the word, because the word of God is our weapon of warfare, right? So if he can steal the word, he can kill our faith. If he can kill our faith, he can destroy our hope, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? So when we're feeling hopeless about a situation, it's because we're faithless. There's no condemnation, because we know that faith come by hearing, hearing by the word. So that means we need to get back in the word. Ask the Lord to, this is why before I start reading, I pray, Lord, give us ears to hear, give us eyes to see, and give us a heart to receive. Because I understand the parable of the sword, that the condition of our heart must be good ground for us to get revelation from the word of the Lord, so we can get some understanding. Because in order to walk away with revelation, we got to understand what's being said, right? He said, but the evil one, so when we go to church on Sunday, the service is over, we don't remember the service, what has happened? The devil has stolen the word. So now you understand. Now you understand why we can't remember the sermon. So make sure you guys, I don't have my Bible study notebook, but make sure you take some notes. Take some notes, because the devil wants to steal our weapon. He knows the word of God is our weapon of warfare, and without a weapon, we are in a war, a spiritual war without a weapon. We're in a word war. It's a word for a word. The devil came with the word. Jesus said it's written. He came with the word, right? So if we don't know the word of God, we don't have a weapon. We have to be able to believe it in our heart. The condition of our heart, this word has to be rooted and grounded off on the inside of us. So how do we get the word of God rooted and grounded off inside of us? We have to do it. When we do the word, that we're being wise men. He said, the wise men built his house on a solid foundation. He said, therefore, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, lest you deceive yourself. For the wise man, the scripture all goes together. He said, for the wise man, he built his house on the rock. So when we do the word of God, that's how we're building. We're building on the foundation, not just hearers. We can't just be hearers. It's not just enough to go to church on Sunday and hear the sermon. We have got to apply the word of God to our lives. Go in and listen to my podcast, because I tell you, I teach right now. I really have. This is my Bible. This is my morning Bible time with the Lord. But go and listen to my podcast, and I go into in-depth teaching. A lot of the stuff that I'm telling you now, I have a whole podcast on this. What is it the devil want from you? Right? We got it. Good morning, everyone. This is Dr. Pearlie Martin. You guys, today we're going to rhema read Matthew chapter 13. Yes. I'm going to pray first. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, for allowing us to live in your day. This is the day that you have made. And Father, I just thank you for allowing me to live in your day, this day that you have made. Holy Spirit, I ask that, Father, as I open my mouth, that you will speak to us, that you will give me a rhema word, Father, because I'm hungering and I'm thirsting after righteousness, and I just want to know what you know. You said, for the foundations of the world, you knew me. Give me ears to hear, eyes to see, and a heart to receive your grafted word, Father, so that we will be fruitful, we will bring forth fruit. We will not just be a hearer of your word, but we'll be a doer of your word. In Jesus' name, I pray. Amen, amen, amen. I'm excited. Thank you, Lord. Again, today we're rhema reading Matthew chapter 13, the parable of the sower. Oh, Lord, thank you. You guys, I might not be able to go into in-depth teaching, but you guys go to my podcast, subscribe to my podcast, because a lot of the stuff that I say is in my podcast where I get to go into more detailed teaching. About the parable of the sower. How many of you know that the condition of our heart determines how we receive the word of God, right? And Jesus is getting ready to explain this to us in the parable of the sower. How about that? This is why. You want to know why? What is it that causes us to lose our hunger for God? What is it that causes us to lose our fire for God? What is it that causes us to lose our desire for God? What is it? What is it? What is it? Well, we're getting ready to tap into it here in a second. Give me 1 minute. He's getting ready to tell us how the devil's able to steal the word of God. And you know, when you first got saved, you were so on fire for God, and it's like the fire began to die out. It's like someone physically took water and poured it on your fire. What happened to that fire? What happened? You would witness at the drop of a dime, you would tell someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. And now it's like you have no desire really to talk about God. And even going to the building on Sunday sometimes is a little hectic, or you kind of like dragging yourself. And what happened? What causes us to lose our love for God, our fire for God, where it's hard to spend time in reading his word? What's causing all of this? Well, getting ready. Give me 1 second, 1 minute, 1 moment. I was sending out another invite. 1 second. Okay. Here we go. We're getting ready. Matthew 13, NLT, New Living Translations. It says, later that same day, Jesus left the house. You guys go back. We read Matthew 11 and 12 yesterday. It says, go on my Facebook page and hit on my lives, and you'll see where we read all these chapters so far. It says, later that same day, Jesus left the house and sat beside the lake. A few large crowds soon gathered around him, so he got into a boat. Then he sat there and taught as the people stood on the shore. He told many stories in the forms of parables, such as this one. Jesus is the greatest storyteller, but he takes natural things to compare to spiritual things to try to get us to understand heavenly things, right? It says, listen, he said, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across his field, he said, some seeds fell on a footpath, and the birds came and ate them, right? He said, some fell on the footpath. New King James Version says, some fell on the wayside, right? Listen, our heart is like a fresh pot of soil. So the condition of our heart determines how we receive the word of God. Just like in the natural, when you plant seeds, the soil has to be prepared. It has to be in good shape. It has to be good soil in order to bring forth a harvest. Well, our heart has to be good ground to bring forth, to manifest, to receive the word of God, so we can, so the seed can be planted into our heart to bring about an harvest. So the condition of our heart determines how we receive the word of the Lord. So the New King James Version says, he says, they fell by the wayside, right? It says the wayside. The word of the Lord, this is a condition of our heart. Remember, I want you to think of your heart as a pot of soil, because the word of God is a seed. He's using natural principles to describe heavenly heavenly activation. He's saying, this is how I work. I'm trying to let you in on some kingdom secrets, but I'm speaking to you like this, but this is how it works. When the word goes forth, just like right now, when you read the word or you hear the word or you go to church and you listen to the word, or you whenever the word comes, because faith comes by hearing, right? We sit there, we hear the word. As soon as it's over, we forget about it. The devil is stealing the word. You guys go to my podcast and listen. It's Arthur Pearlie Martin, Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. And there's a podcast. I got like 230, 40 some podcasts. Stroll down through there, find the one that says, what is it the devil want from you? And it's talking about this parable of the sower. The devil wants to steal the word of God from us. Let me finish reading. So he says, as he scattered them across his field, he says, some seeds fell on a footpath. And the other, in New King James, say the wayside. Some fell on, and the birds came and ate them, because the seeds were all out there in the open. It's like just taking a handful of seeds and just throwing them on top of the soil, right? He said, that's the wayside soil. Verse 5, Matthew 13:5, NLT, it says, other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rocks. The seed sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. It's surfacey. It's not deep. It don't have no root. New King James says some fell on stony paths. That New King, it says stony paths, right? Some seeds fell on shallow soil, and New King James says stony path, where they did not have much earth. It didn't have enough soil to sink deep, right? So it's shallow. Some of us, are we surfacey? Because I'm not surfacey. Surfacey. You know, my podcast is called Inner Healing because we go deep, we go behind the scenes, because the real cause is the root cause, right? It's not all this stuff that we see on the outside. Everything begins on the inside before it's manifested on the outside. Everything begins with a thought before it becomes an action, right? So everything, Jesus said, it's out the abundance of the heart that the mouth speaks. So what's in us is coming out of us, right? What's in us is coming out of us. So verse 5 says, the seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rocks. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plants soon withered under the hot sun, because my plants are dying now. And since they didn't have enough, have deep roots, because they wasn't rooted and grounded in the word of the Lord, the word wasn't rooted and grounded off inside their heart, because it was just surfacey. You know, I'm hearing it, but I'm just doing so much stuff. It's a distraction to me. I hear it, but I'm not listening. Do you know you can hear stuff and not listen to stuff? Like right now, I hear some other sounds, but I'm not really listening to it. I'm not really tuned into it to be able to say exactly what the sounds are. But I hear the sound, but I don't understand what it is. So here we go to church and we hear the word, but we really not paying attention to it, or we're listening to the word, but we're really not paying attention to it. We're not really focused in on it. So this is the soil this is like the soil that fell on the shallow soil. It has no root, but the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and soon they didn't have deep roots. They died. They died out. The word died. It didn't bring forth any fruit. They forgot all about the Sunday service, forgot all about the Monday message, forgot about what we read, because it was surface. We're just doing it to say we did it. I mean, there was no sincerity in it. You know what I'm saying? Verse 7 says, other seeds fell among thorns that grew up, and it choked out the tender plants. So we know anyone that plants know that you have to go in there and pull the weeds up because the weeds will choke out the plants, right? It'll get all tangled up in there. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and it choked them. New King James Version says. NLT, verse 8, it says, still other seeds fell on fertile soil. Okay? You know, hey, it's fertile soil. And they produce a crop that was 30, 60, and even 100 times as much as had been planted. So the good soil is the heart that's tender towards God, a heart that has understanding, a heart that's yielded towards God. Remember, we're talking about the different types of heart. So my question is, what type of heart do we have? Because the condition of our heart, because our heart is like a fresh pot, like a pot of soil. So the condition of our heart determines if we receive the word of God. So they got the footpath soil or the wayside soil. Then we got the stony soil, right? Then we got the thorny soil, right? We got the good ground soil. We got the good heart, a good soil that yields a crop. Some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has ears to hear, let him hear. Listen what the NLT version says. Matthew 13:9. It says, anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Listen, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of the Lord, right? But in all our getting, we still have to get some understanding, because I can hear something and not understand it, right? Because when we don't understand the word, guess what happens? The devil's able to come and steal it. And this is why you can go to church on Sunday or read something and instantly forget about what was said or what was read, because the devil stole the word. And wisdom is the principal thing, but in all our getting, we definitely have to get some understanding, because we can't have faith for something we don't understand. And that's the simple truth of the matter. If I don't understand what I'm reading, I'm not going to have faith to be able to do what it's saying, because I don't understand what it's saying, right? So anyone with ears to hear should listen and understand. Not just listen, but you should listen and understand. Verse 10, his disciples came to ask him, why do you use parables when you talk to the people? Right? He replied, you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. It's not given unto them to know. It's not, right then, he said, it's not given unto them to know. Verse 12, to those who listen to my teachings, more understanding will be given, and they will have an abundance of knowledge. Did you hear what he said? He said that when we listen to his teaching, more understanding will be given and they will have abundance of knowledge. So if we want more understanding, then we need to listen more to what he's saying, right? New King James Version says, for whoever has to him, more will be given and he will have abundance. But whoever does not have, even what he has will be taken away from him. The devil is stealing the word. To those who listen to my teachings, NLT says, verse 12, Matthew 13:12, New Living Translation says, to those who listen to my teaching, he said, more understanding will be given. So if you want more understanding, listen to his teaching and do what it says. And he said, they will have an abundance of knowledge. God will give you more knowledge. But for those who are not listening, listen. He said, for those who are not listening, those who are not listening to the word of God, even what little understanding they have will be taken away from them. So you lose your understanding. You lose that word. You know, when you first started out, we was on fire for God, and we was hungry for God, and we knew all these scriptures or whatever. And eventually he says, the little understanding they have will be taken away from. And he's like, Lord, what happened to me? What happened to me? I once ran well. I mean, I was on fire for God. I used to teach the word of God. I mean, what happened? What happened? We quit listening to the word of God. We quit reading the word of God. We quit spending time with God. Really, what happened is we fell out of love with God. We basically backslid. People think that when you backslide, you just got to go back to drinking, smoking. No. Backslidden means when I lose my desire for God, guess what happens? When you lose your desire for God, guess what happens? You lose your fire for God. When you lose your fire for God, we lose our hunger for God. So this is why John tells us, he says, love not the world nor the things that are in the world. Let me pull this up. This is what causes us to lose our love for God. Love not the world. Listen, love not the world. I asked the Lord, I said, Lord, what caused us to lose our fire for God, our desire for the things of God? What causes us to lose our hunger for God? He said, because when we love the world, the W-O-R-D, we lose our love. I mean, the W-O-R-L-D, we lose our love for the W-O-R-D. Remember, God and his word is one. So when you think about reading the word, don't just look at it as reading the word. Look at it as spending time with the Lord, because God and his word is one. So it's 1 John 2:15. He's telling us to love not the world. Let me read the NLT version. This is why we lose our love for God. This is why, you know, this is why we lose that hunger for God. This is why we lose our fire for God. This is why we lose our desire for God. I'm finna read 1 John 2:15 NLT translation. I normally don't really do teach. You guys, if you want to hear in-depth teaching of mine, go to my podcast, Arthur Pearly Martin, Biblical Principles for Inner Healing. I have over 200 some podcasts over there. That's where I really teach. Here I'm really basically reading. But I just want to go into a little more of this because so we can get some understanding of what's going on. So we can get an understanding of why it's so important that we spend time with God. Spending time in the word is spending time with God. And it's not just to do it to be religious so we can just say, well, I read the word today. No, I'm talking about relationship, relationship, relationship. And it's going to cost you something, because if it don't cost you nothing, it don't count for nothing. It's going to cost you your time. It's going to cost you your dedication. It's going to cost your commitment. It's a relationship, right? And we know that once you enter, the same way you enter into a natural physical relationship, that you got to give time. You got to pay. It's going to cost you some money because you're going to want to go out to eat. You're going to want to spend some money on somebody. You know, it's going to cost you to be committed, because you're going to be committed to the relationship. The same way that natural physical relationship, the same way our spiritual relationship. We got to spend time with the Lord in his word. Praise, worship, fasting, you know, seeking him. He wants us to chase him. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door shall be open. He wants us to be God chasers. He wants us to be in pursuit of him. He's right there saying, listen, because love is choice, it's not force. So what is it that causes us to lose our hunger for God? Why is it that when we go to church or we listen to the word, when it's over, we can't remember? What in the world is going on? We come out of the service and we can't even tell you what the service was about. But yet we shouted, we screamed, we even ran, we even said hallelujah, we even threw our hands. But we can't remember what happened. What's going on here? What's causing us to backslide? Because backslide is really, it's in the heart. When we lose our desire for God, we lose our interest. We quit going to church. We quit fellowshipping with believers. We quit reading the word. We don't really even want to watch it on TV anymore. You know, if it's got to do with God, it's like we done lost our desire. So we backslide and we go back to the world and we go back to doing what we was doing. And we go back to talking the way we were talking and we go back to acting the way we were acting. But listen, it all started on the inside before it starts manifesting on the outside. So what happens? What happens? Well, 1 John 2:15 says, do not love this world nor the things it offers you. For when you love the world, you do not have the love of the Father in you. So when we start, for the world only offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievements. So a physical pleasure, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. New King James Version says, that's the love of the world. The love of the world is the lust of the flesh. It causes us to crave for physical pleasure. The lust of the eyes is a craving for everything we see, start coveting, chasing after the things of this world, and pride in our achievements and our possessions, the pride of life. Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life. This is the love of the world. He said, love not the world. Don't love these things, nor the things that are in the world. For when we love the world, the love of the Father is not in us. So this is why Jesus is constantly telling us to seek first the kingdom of God. Because he said, I need you to put me first. Seek me first. Don't take, because see, when you start running after the sources, You take your eyes off the resources. Put him first. This means if you have to be to work at 6, get up at 5 and spend some time with the Lord. I'm talking about you. I'm talking about our own personal relationship. It's good to listen to YouTube. It's good to listen to TV. All that's good. But the truth of the matter is, that's like a third-party relationship. We need to spend some quality time for ourselves with the Lord. I can't get to know my husband through someone else. You know, that's good. We talk on the phone. That's good. Someone tell me stuff about him and all that's good. But there had to become a point in time we physically got together and we physically did things together. And we, you know, this is the way of the Lord. It's good to watch YouTube, but God wants to spend some time with you. It's good. It's good. We need all this because every joint supplies a need. But we got to spend some individual time. We got to turn the TV off. We got to turn the social media off. We got to turn the YouTube off. And we got to get in his face and get on our knees and spend some time with him and get in the word and spend some time with him. And when we're reading the word and we don't understand, we say, Lord, tell me, I need some understanding. What do you mean when you say this? He wants us to hunger and thirst after him. Thank you, Lord. I'm talking about a love relationship. So when we fall in love with the things of the world and we start chasing after these materialistic things, we start coveting after the things of the world, and we start working all this overtime trying to get all this stuff, or we become so proud of our achievements. We get our accolades and our rewards down here if we didn't do it for the Lord, right? We become so prideful in ourselves and our own achievements and our own possessions. I like to ask the question of what you have, if what you do is who you are, and what you do and what you have is who you are. Who are you when you can no longer do what you do and you no longer have what you have? Listen, we are who God says we are. So when we fall in love with the world and we start chasing after the things of this world, the lust of the flesh, we start coveting at the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, coveting after things, it's going to take our focus. Whatever steals our focus, that's the thing that's going to take us away from the word. It can be TV. I don't want to read the word. I want to watch this series first. I'll get back to you, God. I don't got time right now. You know, it's like whatever takes the place of God in our lives become the God of our lives, right? For the world offers only a craving for physical pleasure, a craving for everything we see, and pride in our achievement, lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. He said, these are not from the Father, but are from this world. So what is the love of the world? Lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, pride of life. And this world is fading away along with everything that people crave. These natural things are fading away, but anyone who does what pleases God will live forever. This is why Jesus is saying, listen, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things that you know, will be added unto you. I know what you need. You're chasing after sometimes, most of the time, things that we want, but I know exactly what you need. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? Chase after God, chase after the source, not after the resources. So when we take our eyes off God and we start being distracted, lusting after the things of this world, that's what causes us to lose our love for God. Love not the world nor the things that are in the world. 1 John 2:15. For if we love the world, then the love of the Father is not in us. We lose our love for God when we start chasing after the things of this world. Father, we repent. Help us to refocus. As you begin to stop chasing after the sources and get back in pursuit of chasing after the source, your fire will begin to reignite. He explained, his disciples came and asked him, why do you use parables when you talk to us? Matthew 13:11, he replied, you are permitted to understand the secrets of the kingdom of heaven, but others are not. To those who listen to my teaching, more understanding will be given. But for those who are not listening, even what the little they have will be taken away from them. So then we're losing understanding. We can't figure out why we can't remember that sermon. What happened? That is why I use parables. For they look, but they don't really see. They hear, but they don't really listen or understand. This fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah that says, when you hear what I say, you will not understand. When you see what I do, you will not comprehend. For the hearts of these people are hardened. Listen, the condition of our heart determines how we receive the word of God. When our heart is hard, we're not going to be able to understand. When our heart is hard, we're not going to be able to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. He said, for the heart of these people are hardened, and their ears cannot hear, and they have closed their eyes, so their eyes cannot see, and their ears cannot hear, and their hearts cannot understand, and they cannot turn to me and let me heal them. But blessed are your eyes because they see, and your ears because they hear. Do you know it's a blessing to be able to understand what the word of the Lord is saying? That's what being blessed means. Blessed is not these materialistic things. Spiritual blessings is being able to comprehend the kingdom, being able to understand the word of God when you read it. He said, but blessed are you. Blessed are your eyes because they can see. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For surely I say to you that many prophets and righteous men desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it. New King NLT version says, I tell you the truth, many prophets and righteous people long to see what you see, but they didn't see it, and they long to hear what you hear, but they didn't hear it. Now listen to the explanation of the parable. He's going to go into details. He's going to explain it clearly for his disciples to understand, so we can understand. Remember, the word of the Lord says, if you continue my word, you are my disciples, indeed you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'm almost finished here. He says, now listen to the explanation of the parable about the farmer planting seeds. He said, the seeds that fell on the footpath, it represents those who hear the message about the kingdom and don't understand it. Listen, when we go to church, we hear the word, and we don't understand the word, the condition of our heart is like footpath soil. That's what he's saying. He says, New King James Version says, when anyone hears the word of the kingdom, when you go to church and we hear the word and we don't understand it, he says, the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. When we go to church and we don't understand the word, the devil is able to steal the word. This is why Proverbs teaches us. He says, wisdom is the principal thing, but in all you're getting, guess what? He said, we need to get some understanding. Because when we don't understand the word, Matthew 13:19 tells us, when we don't understand the word, that the devil is able to steal the word. He says the wicked one comes and he steals it. That's Matthew 13:19. The evil one comes and snatches away the seed. So this is what's going on that was planted in our heart. The word of God is the seed, right? So this is what's going on when you go to church on Sundays, or even now when we're hearing the word and you get off and you can't remember why. This is why the devil is stealing the word. This is what Satan wants from you. This is what he wants from us. He wants to steal the word, because the word of God is our weapon of warfare, right? So if he can steal the word, he can kill our faith. If he can kill our faith, he can destroy our hope, because faith is the substance of things hoped for, right? So when we're feeling hopeless about a situation, it's because we're faithless. There's no condemnation, because we know that faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word. So that means we need to get back in the word. Ask the Lord to, this is why before I start reading, I pray, Lord, give us ears to hear, give us eyes to see, and give us a heart to receive. Because I understand the parable of the sower, that the condition of our heart must be good ground for us to get revelation from the word of the Lord. So we can get some understanding, because in order to walk away with revelation, we got to understand what's being said. Right? He said, but the evil one, so when we go to church on Sunday, the service is over, we don't remember the service, what has happened? The devil has stolen the word. So now you understand. Now you understand why we can't remember the sermon. So make sure you guys, I don't have my Bible study notebook, but make sure you take some notes. Take some notes, because the devil wants to steal our weapon. He knows the word of God is our weapon of warfare, and without a weapon, we are in a war, a spiritual war without a weapon. We're in a word war. It's a word for a word. The devil came with the word. Jesus said it's written. He came with the word, right? So if we don't know the word of God, we don't have a weapon. We have to be able to believe it in our heart. The condition of our heart, this word has to be rooted and grounded off on the inside of us. So how do we get the word of God rooted and grounded off inside of us? We have to do it. When we do the word, that we're being wise men. He said the wise men built his house on a solid foundation. He said, Therefore, be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, lest you deceive yourself. For the wise man, the scripture all goes together. He said, for the wise man, he built his house on the rock. So when we're the way we're built, when we do the word of God, that's how we're building. We're building on the foundation, not just hearers. We can't just be hearers. It's not just enough to go to church on Sunday and hear the sermon. We have got to apply the word of God to our lives. Go in and listen to my podcast, because I tell you, I teach right now. I really have, this is my Bible. This is my morning Bible time with the Lord. But go and listen to my podcast, and I go into in-depth teaching. A lot of the stuff that I'm telling you now, I have a whole podcast on this. What is it the devil want from you? Right? We got to...